Hello.
Hiya, it's Francesca. You okay?
Yes,
Hiya. So I sent over the contracts to you, so they should have come through either via email or text message. I want to take a look and see if that link works.
What was that you said you're going to do? Send a text message.
Yeah, so it'll come through on email or a text message.
Okay, yeah. I'll be okay in, yeah. I'll see if I get that, I'll let you know.
What was that, sorry?
Okay, as soon as I arrive, I'll let you know.
Yeah, so I've sent them now, so they should be there. So I'll stay on the phone until just to double check to make sure they arrive.
Right, yeah, I haven't come through so far. So what we can as a text message or an email?
It should be both.
Both.
Yeah.
Right, I'll be ready. Now you will notify me when there's something come through, eh?
Yeah, so they sent on our end. So let me just double check. Have you received any other emails from us?
Yes, I think I did, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so is that
At
the right email?
the beginning, like. I'm just going to tell me now. Right, let me see how you do this.
So it's docketh54@gmail.com, isn't it?
So all small letters.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one then. I'm just going in there.
Double check it hasn't gone to like the spam or any junk or anything like that.
Oh, well, it's just, I think this is the year. Yes, it is. Your reference, please click the link below.
Yeah, perfect.
To resend your document. Okay, so I have to please ensure you read each document and agree with it, right?
Yeah. So the contracts that it contains, so the part one and part three is everything that we discussed, and then all of your personal details on the statement section. And then the other three then are a client care letter, a conditional fee agreement, and then a letter of authority, which gives us permission to access records on your behalf.
Right.
And then on the screen as well, there should be a yellow box at the bottom that says a number with fields required. So if you tap on that box, it'll take you to the sections that need a signature from you. And then you can just draw it with your finger on your phone.
Yeah, I don't see nothing other than that, to re-sign your documents.
What was that, sorry?
It was just an email to see when I'm just opening this up. To see what it is. My phone's really terrible small.
That's okay.
Did that get me working? Please click the link below to e-sign your document.
Yeah.
Please be sure you read this document. Right, okay. Scope the bottom of that prior to.
And then is the link working when you press on it?
No, it didn't actually. No. Tap to load preview.
What does it say?
Tap to load preview. So I'll see what it brings up. Then it's a simple day. I don't know what it's like, but.
So when you click on the link, so if it's it, like the link should be like in blue writing. So does it take you to another page?
No, there's a link here. It's more blue and it's in just normal white layers. I'm pressing on that.
Is it taking you to another page or anything?
No, I think it's sort of wood. Is that the... Q-R-I-H-O-R. company, UK.
So has it opened up?
No.
No. Do you have WhatsApp?
I don't know if it's still on my phone yet or not. It can't be reached. It says it cannot be reached. It says reload.
Let me try send it again. Are you doing it on your phone at the moment?
Yes, I.
Yeah, so it might be a problem because you're on the call to me. So is what I'll do is we'll end the call now, see if you can open the link. And if it doesn't work, give me a call back, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, so when you open the link, if it does work, at the bottom there should be a yellow box that says fields required. And if you press on the yellow box, it'll take you to all the pages that you'll need to sign. And then the number should go down every time you sign a page. And at the end then, there'll be a little box you have to tick to say that you confirm that your signature is yours and everything like that. And then it should then get sent over to me.
No problem. You know, certainly, I'll go in, see what I can do. It's certainly opening up that page anyway for some reason.
Have you tried opening the link from the text message instead?
Yes. It's a big long link number, isn't it?
It's what, sorry?
It's a big long number, you know, big half a page.
Yeah. So if you scroll to it on the text message, the link should be in blue writing, it should be anyway.
I don't know blue writing, right?
It's on the text message.
And that's so good. I've got your husband's number. I've got I can't see the woman.
Let me try this instead. So I've sent you a text message that just has the link on it. So if you can't open it, if you copy and paste it,
mm-hmm.
and then put it into Google or something and paste it in the search bar, it might work that way.
Right, I'll see if I try that.
See if that one works.
My Google messages, voicemail, no.
Yes, I sent it to you on text message, just the link itself.
Yeah. Right. Anyway, it's coming up, I just can't hear me. Please click the link below. Which I'm doing, but it's not open. For some reason. How about my sister have a look at it? She's made a clue up on these things there.
Okay, so I've sent you another message with just the link on it. So if you give that one a go and then try copy and paste it into your Google, and if that doesn't work, then you can see then if you can try to get your sister to help you out, okay?
That'd be good. Yeah.
It's okay. But if not, give me a call back if you have any problems with it, okay? But try use that link I sent you now. So it's just the link alone on a message. So it'll be easier to copy and paste that one.
It's just something, but just no getting ruined it at all, this one. I'll go and get my sister.
Okay, no problem.
See you then. I'll get back to you then.
That's okay, no problem.
I'm sure I might get somebody here. Can you go? No. Keep going back to that one. PJ, that doesn't help me. Hey, I won't see her.
Okay, that's no problem.
Okay.
Okay, let me know how you get on, okay?
I'll be then.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Anne.
Bye-bye.
Ta-da.